Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature the women of Motown. This half hour, we'll hear from Mary Jane Girls, Chris Clark, Thelma Houston, The Supremes, Buddy Poynton, Sarita, Kim Weston, and the Adantes. Well, first up this half hour, Mary Jane Girls and In My House, right here on Motown Memories.
Thank you. Hotel Memories with Tom Fallon.
But baby, the first thing is you in my design. Oh, and just like the stars guard the moon way up above me. Hey, baby, that's just how I guard our love. So love me, come on, please love me. Take your hand, and though I won't say one word, I know you'll understand. Yeah, yeah. And I'll build a dream just for two, and then I'll make it come true. Baby, if it's the very, very last thing.
Motown Memory from Thelma Houston, If It's the Last Thing I Do, and they reached number 47 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1977. It was actually a number one hit from Tommy Dorsey 40 years before in 1937. Before that, Chris Clark and Love's Gone Bad, reaching number 41 in the Rhythm and Blues Charts from 1966. And we started with Mary Jane Girls and In My House, reaching number 7 from 1985. Mary Jane Girls has 3 charting songs, but they're only top 40. It was produced by Rick James, and Mary Jane stands for marijuana. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring the women of Motown. Well, coming up, the Supremes and Floyd Joy. Well, Floyd Joy was written by Smokey Robinson, and it was released as a single in December 1971 by the Supremes. The song, built on a retro 60s vibe reminiscent of past Supreme songs, was recorded by the group's former mentor, Smokey Robinson, marking his first production of a Supreme song since 1969 song The Composer. The song featured original Supreme member Mary Wilson and early 70s Supremes lead singer Gene Terrell on lead vocals, and it featured the third lead vocals by Mary Wilson on a Supreme single hit. The song peaked at number 5 on the Billboard Hot Rhythm and Blues and Hip Hop Songs charts, but it reached number 16 on the Billboard Pop charts. It did reach number 9 on the UK Singles charts also. Well, here are the Supremes with Floyd Joy right here on Motown Memphis.
Oh,
Connect Our Memories with Tom Fallon. Tom at MotorMemories@yahoo.com.
Something
a Motown memory from Sarita, also known as Sarita Wright and Harmer Love, and they reached number 75 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1975. Well, Sarita was married to Stevie Wonder from 1970 to 1972. They still got along after they were divorced, and this song was produced by Stevie Wonder. Before that, Bonnie Pointer and Heaven Must Have Sent You, number 11 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1979. And we started with The Supremes and Floy Joy, number 16 from 1972. And at this point, The Supremes consisted of Gene Terrell with lead vocals, Cindy Birdsong, and original member Mary Wilson. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we feature the women of Motown. Well, coming up, a great song that didn't chart very high, Kim Weston and Take Me in Your Arms and Rock Me a Little While, right here on Motown.
Take me.
Dantes with a non-charting hit, Like a Nightmare, that was recorded and released in 1964. And we start with Kim Weston, Take Me in Your Arms, Rock Me a Little While, and that reached number 50 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts, but a much more respectable number 3 in the United States Rhythm Blues Charts of 1965. Well, this hour, we featured the women of Motown. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.